Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey. Yesterday was fucked. Most of it was recorded, but Chris fell accidentally and hit the recorder and it stopped working. We fumbled in the dark for a bit until we found the thing, and after thinking it was broken for hours, we realized the batteries just fell out. Shows how smart we are. The power went out yesterday and hasn't come back on yet. After everything with Terra, and then the outage, we've sort of just been trying to figure out how to adjust. Chris has been taking Tara's death pretty hard. She's been pretty quiet. I think it's kind of freaked her out. Hell, it freaked me out too.
Soup's ready.
Oh, thanks.
Recording?
Yeah, just wanted to give an update on what's been going on.
Okay.
Soup's good.
Luckily, you don't really need light to cook soup, so there wasn't too much I could fuck up.
Actually, now that I take another sip, I think it might be kind of burnt.
Keep talking shit and I'll dump the rest on you.
How is the light in there? Do you think we need to change it?
It was fine. Obviously not as great as having overhead lights, but one lantern was enough to cook with, and I agree that it's best to keep out here brightest. Honestly, we could probably take the second light out of the bathroom. It's pretty small, and as long as we keep the waterproof one in there, it should be fine.
It looks so different in here now.
Yeah. Almost doesn't even look like the same room. The lights keep it brighter than I thought they would, but still.
Reminds me of camping. You ever been?
Once, but we had a huge camper, so it doesn't really count.
No, that doesn't count at all. I love camping. Sleeping in a tent feels like you're in a totally different world. Nothing exists outside the tent once that door is zipped shut.
Did you go a lot?
Quite a bit. One time I even saw a bear.
Bullshit! In Dayton?
No. Way before I moved here. Actually, it was back when Stephanie and I were still together. We went to this campsite maybe 20 minutes from town. We got everything set up and saw that there was this gorgeous creek by the campsite, so we went down at night to swim. We wanted to stay longer, but she was getting eaten alive by bugs. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I didn't even...
Dude, it's okay.
I just didn't want to bring it up if you weren't ready.
There's no use in ignoring the fact that it happened. Guess I'll go on record. What freaks me out the most is just thinking... How long were those things inside her? It's been almost 2 weeks since the deer. Like, could she feel them? Like, crawling around, growing, turning into those things. Did it hurt? Was she in pain for weeks until she died slowly, just getting worse and worse? We weren't even paying attention until she started throwing up. Maybe it was self-induced, like, she couldn't handle feeling like that anymore, so she decided to make herself get rid of whatever was in her body, and she didn't realize that it would kill her until it was too late. She didn't deserve to die like that.
She was a good woman.
Yeah.
I just keep thinking how lucky we were that it wasn't us. Oh, that could have been us.
I don't even want to consider that. God, I hate bugs. Though I can't say I know any fucking bug that does that.
Do you know any type of deer that talks like a human?
Touché. I wonder. We've had a deer. We've had bugs. What the fuck else is out there?
I'm still worried about the people.
People can be reasoned with. Or at least bargained with. You can't use logic to dissuade an animal.
No, but they're easier to kill.
Hey, don't answer this if you don't want, but before Tara, had you ever seen anyone else die?
Yeah, I have. My own father.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up. I just was, I don't know, making conversation, possibly asking if it came down to it. That we might need to, I don't know, but you know what I mean.
Have you ever seen a mangled body before? Just real fucked up. The kind that almost looks like a monster to you. The kind that just gives you chills looking at it because you can't even imagine what it feels like to be in that position. And all you can think is, that's not right. Human limbs aren't supposed to move that far. You don't want to know. But you should know. I was 15. Me and my daddy were driving along in his big old truck. He had his fishing poles in the back seat because we just went fishing. I remember my boots and pants were wet because we were standing in the stream, and I fell multiple times. He always said, "Get up, Jackrabbit! You're gonna need to strengthen those legs so you can jump!" I don't know what that meant. And I don't know why he called me Jackrabbit. Guess I'll never know. So we were driving along just nice and easy, and I didn't catch any fish because I was too impatient. And my dad, on the other hand, caught like 20 of them. So I was in a funk. The whole ride home, he was berating me and telling me what I did wrong and that I needed to stop acting like a sourpuss. I'll tell you something, though. It was infuriating. I was so mad I wanted to scream in his face, but that would just give me a slap, so I kept my mouth shut. All I wanted him to do was just shut the fuck up. I remember thinking in my head, God, if you exist, please do something to make him stop talking. Well, guess what? Guess! Careful what you wish for, right? Next thing I knew, we were in a ditch. And of course, my dad, he never wore his seatbelt. He was cool and tough, and he drank beer and shit. He didn't care. Well, he went through the windshield. And I stayed in the car. I was buckled in like a good kid. The car flipped. So I was upside down. And I saw him outside the car. Mangled. Destroyed. He looked like a fucking pretzel. He didn't shut up, though. He was still talking. But he only said one word. Ren. 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 My name. It sounded like a fucking ghost. And all my hate washed away, and I wanted to be with him and save him. But of course, my seatbelt was jammed. I couldn't move. Couldn't see his face. He was just saying that word over and over again. It felt like hours he was doing it until he finally stopped. And I know what you're gonna say. Oh, Ren, it's not your fault. You were just a kid. Or, he was drunk driving, you can't blame yourself. Or, Ren, you couldn't do anything to stop it. But that's the fucking point. He died 3 feet in front of me and I couldn't do a fucking thing. Who cares who caused it? And you know what the funny thing about guilt is? It doesn't matter what you say to me. It doesn't matter what you try and make me feel, because nothing, nothing you say will change my mind.
Ren, I'm so sorry.
Please don't. I've heard enough I'm sorries to last me a lifetime.
Well, I'm still sorry for asking.
Yeah, you ever seen anyone die?
No. That was the first time.
Hell of a first time.
Yeah. Though, I guess that's not technically true. I keep forgetting that almost the whole Macy's group died.
Oh yeah, shit. Danny too.
That cuts the amount of people in the mall down by almost a third.
Well, the people who are camping out here at least. Who knows how many people came in day to day. Hell, more people may have started camping out since last night. We wouldn't know.
Ren, why are we still here?
What do you mean?
We don't have power anymore. We can't use the microwave or oven. We don't have the cameras, so our biggest advantage is gone. Sure, we have the lanterns for light, but what happens when the batteries run out? Plus, the heat's off. It's already cold, and 4 hours from now, it's going to be freezing.
I know it's cold, but wouldn't it be way worse if we were outside? Are you kidding? With the way the wind gets, sure, the temperature is low, but we wouldn't have to worry about wind chill or snowstorms or any of that.
And the other stuff?
Not all of our food needs to be heated. And sure, the lanterns might be a problem, but we still have this hand-crank flashlight. And yeah, it really sucks we lost the cameras, but it's still an advantage to be somewhere where we can barricade the doors. Honestly, we should do that now, considering the cameras are out. Just to be prepared. Besides, we don't know what started all this. What if it's in the air?
If it's in the air, then we're fine. I already opened the door, and it stayed open the whole time the deer was here, so we would have gotten sick. We don't know what started this, but we know what happened to Tara. We know what mistakes she made, and we know what mistakes everyone else made, so as long as we act smarter than them...
Tara's dead! A real human being I had lunch with 3 days before this all started, the world out there, killed her. The longer we keep the world out there, the better. I can keep us safe in here.
Why didn't you bring her up here with us?
What?
When this all started, she's the one who called, so you knew she was here. Why didn't you tell her to come up with us?
I mean...
And that man! When you radioed me to come back, you said there was a man in the office. But why'd you throw him out? We didn't know what was happening. We had no idea how long we'd be here. For all we knew, this could have lasted an hour, but you threw him out anyway.
There was no man. There wasn't anybody in the office.
Then why...
Because I was scared, okay? We got the call. It went down there. I saw them all stampeding. There was this man. He was running along with the rest of them. He got caught though, but they just kept running. I couldn't get to him in time. There was nothing I could do except watch. They fucking trampled him. They fucking ran right over him like he wasn't even there, and they crushed him. I could see the life being squeezed out of him, and I saw those people covered in blisters and dying in pain, and I couldn't help them, any of them, except you. I knew I could save you, so I lied, and I said someone was trying to get into the office. I know. I'm sorry, but I knew you wouldn't come if you realized I was trying to keep you out of everything.
You're not the one responsible for keeping me safe.
Am I not allowed to try?
You're not allowed to manipulate my actions. I should be allowed to make my own decisions based on the actual situation, not lies that you tell me to try and make me do what you want me to.
It wasn't like that! I wasn't trying to manipulate you. What were you going to do if you got caught up in the wave of people? Was I supposed to just let them fucking kill you? I couldn't see something like that happen again to someone I know. I care about. Am I the bad guy for wanting to protect you from-
Ren! Hey! Ren, please, come on, wake up! Come on, oh my god, hey! Hey, Ren! Ren! Oh, thank god. You're okay, you just passed out. Don't try to sit up yet. Just take it easy for a minute. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, trust me, I'm alright.
Let me see your arm. I want to make sure the stitches didn't tear. They look fine, in my unprofessional opinion. Wait, do you think the cut had anything to do with the fainting? Could be infected from whatever the fuck's out there, or honestly, just a normal infection.
It's not the cut! Seriously, I'm fine.
If it wasn't the cut, then what was it?
Don't worry about it. I've gotten fainting spells for years.
Oh, shit, really? When did they start?
I had one or two since I was real young, but they became more regular when I was 18.
Really? Was it just random?
Kinda. Just stress, you know?
From what?
What do you mean?
What were you so stressed about at 18 that all of a sudden you just started having fainting spells?
Boot camp.
Boot camp.
I wanted to be in the army.
What? When? I mean, you fainted at boot camp? Why? Were you scared?
No. It was kind of the opposite. Sure, I was nervous, but it was my dream.
To go into the army?
Yeah.
Why?
I knew what I wanted to do since I was 7 years old. After my dad died, I knew this was something I had to do.
When was this?
I enlisted right out of high school, but I was studying and training since I was 16.
Shit, Ren, so you were in the army. What happened?
Well, I never left boot camp.
Oh shit, did you do something bad? What? What happened?
During exercises, I started fainting more often. Almost every time we did one of those obstacle courses. And most of the time, I would be able to brush it off and say I just fell or something. Eventually, they made me get it checked out.
And?
I have arrhythmia. Basically, my heart doesn't work like everyone else's. It doesn't beat properly.
So then they kicked you out?
Entry-level separation. And that was it.
Why didn't you say anything when I was shit-talking the military to your face?
Because it doesn't matter. I wasn't ever actually in the military, so who cares?
I do?
Because now you think I'm a bad person?
No, because I fucking care about you. Even if I don't agree with the organization, that doesn't change the fact that you had your dream ripped out from under you and then had to listen to me talk about how it was a shitty dream.
Hey, it's been 6 years. I can take it.
How often have the fainting spells been since boot camp?
When I got home, I went to the doctor to get checked out again. They gave me a prescription to help manage my blood pressure, which in turn manages the arrhythmia, so I don't really get them anymore.
Then why? The eye drops.
Yeah. I suck at taking pills, so it's just a better form for me.
I don't care about the fucking form. You said you didn't need them.
And I don't. I managed 18 years without them. I'll manage just fine.
Bullshit. For one, this isn't exactly a stress-free environment. What if next time you pass out, I'm not right here? If you hit your head, I can't exactly take you to get treated for a concussion right now. Jesus Christ, Ren, it's your fucking heartbeat. You don't fuck around with that stuff. You could die.
I won't die.
How the fuck do you know? How do you know next time your heart won't stop for a second too long? We need to get that fucking medicine. No one's gotten into the back room of the pharmacy, and you know they'll have it.
What are you doing?
Getting the key. We have keys to every store in the mall. We can run down and grab it and be back in no time.
No! I don't need it. It's not worth the risk going out there to get some stupid eye drops.
You said if we go outside, you can't have me die, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to lose me?
Yes.
Don't you care about you dying?
If you die in a dream, would you call it a nightmare?
Yes.
I would take the nightmare.
What the fuck is your deal? You'll lie and lock yourself in a room to keep me safe, but you won't leave for 5 minutes to save your own life?
We are not risking opening the door to the world out there. Last time, it was a bug-infested bug. Who knows what it'll be this time?
What's your plan when we run out of food? To just sit here and say, well, we haven't starved to death yet, so why would we now?
That's not the same!
It's exactly the same! Your medicine is gone! You haven't died from it yet, but who's to say you won't tomorrow? Or next week, or fuck, even next year. But if you die when I could have stopped it so easily, how the fuck am I supposed to live with that?
If I die from it, then at least I'll have chosen the way I die.
Oh, fuck you, dude. Fuck you and your fucking control freak complex. Do you not get that you can choose to live? But no, you can't see outside of your little fucking box that you've trapped us both in. Fine. You can stay here as long as you want. But I'm not just gonna sit here and watch you kill yourself.
What do you mean? Chris, what?
I'm leaving. I'm not gonna sit trapped in this room waiting for you to pass out again and hope you wake up. Barricade yourself in here. Ignore the world. Do whatever the fuck you want. I won't be part of it.
Chris, wait.
I don't want to be out there without you, but I'd rather be out there alone than in here with your corpse.
Chris! I know. I get it. But just please sit down for a minute. You haven't thought this through at all. You don't even have supplies in that bag. We can talk this out. I can prove to you that it's safer in here.
Have a nice life, dude.
Chris, wait! Fuck. I need a minute. This is Reynold James. Date January 23rd, 2043. Bye.